Recently, I saw a map of the United States in which it divided the country up into cat people and dog people. I'm not really sure what they based their conclusions on, but this being the blessing of the animals and not wanting to offend anyone, I can tell you Connecticut was both cat and dog people. Though the looks of it tonight, I think they may have that a little wrong. Growing up, though, we were definitely dog people. We always had a dog as a member of the family. From Greta, the German Shepherd, who helped welcome me into this world, to Ruby, the Golden Retriever Rescue, who I grew up with, to Flo, the Basset Hound that my parents got to replace me when I went to college. Even though I was mostly out of the house, Flo and I had a special bond. She had ridden home from the breeder, perched on my lap in the car. And ever after that, whenever I came home, she would greet me with that kind of joyful and slobbery mess that only a Basset Hound can manage. Sadly, Flo died this past year, but she was a good dog. Sort of. She was a good dog until food got involved. You see, when food was involved, Flo was a really, really, really terrible dog. Very bad. You see, my dad had a soft spot for her, and when she was a puppy, he would sneak scraps of food off the table and give them to her to feed her heart's desire. She loved this. She came to expect this. And by the time she was full grown, there was no turning back. I have never seen a dog that was so singularly laser focused on food. It was actually quite remarkable. I thought of Flo this week as I started thinking about this service, a blessing of the animals. And of course, we gather this night with Christians all across the world to celebrate the Feast of St. Francis, one of the church's most beloved saints. And you may know that Francis is the saint most associated with the love of animals, a saint who preached to the birds and by legend convinced a wolf to leave a beleaguered village alone. And like many churches, in a few minutes, we're going to bless your animals and stuffed animals and pictures of animals, maybe even memories of animals, all in celebration of that great gift of God's beautiful, wondrous, awe-inspiring creation. The fact that so many of you are here, the fact that this is one of the largest services since COVID, is proof enough that this is an incredible thing to give thanks to God for the gift of creation, even for people who aren't so sure about the whole religion thing, people who aren't so sure about the whole God thing, find themselves drawn into services like this because we love our pets and we can all delight in the beauty and splendor of this big, beautiful world that we share. And if you're here tonight simply for that reason, simply because you delight in creation, then know that you are very welcome indeed. But that's not actually why I thought of Flo. I didn't think of Flo because she's a dog, though that's helpful as an example for a sermon goes. No, I thought of Flo because her focus that Flo had whenever food was involved, that singular laser focus. That's Francis. You see, Francis was more than an early adopter of the environmental movement, though his witness to care for God's creation does call us to confess the ways in which we abuse it. Francis wasn't just a lover of God's creation. He was a lover of God. He was, not unlike Flo and her people food, deeply, narrowly, singularly, laserly focused on God and what God had called him to do. You see, Francis lived in a time when the church had lost focus, when it had become too enmeshed in the ways of the world, when it was as violent and as greedy and as corrupt as the world around it. It wasn't clear that being a Christian mattered much or made any real difference in the lives of people who went to church. And Francis was absolutely, singularly laser focused that it should, that being a Christian should change us, that we should try to live focused on Jesus, on living and loving like Jesus, on walking in his way. He was convinced that God loved all people and animals and things. He was convinced that Christ had died for all people and animals and things. And so he lived out a conviction that nothing was beyond the pale, that God was present everywhere, and that we had to share God's love with everyone and everything. Francis knew that God was focused on us, that God, like Flo, had a singular laser focus on us. Francis knew that our pets help us remember that and receive that and experience that in that love that they so freely and joyfully give to us, even when we haven't earned it. That love that greets us when we walk in the door, that love that never fails, that love that's new every morning, that love is but an icon of God's love. Francis knew that God was focused like Flo on us, and he wanted to return it. He wanted to be as focused, as committed to walking in Jesus's way. We celebrate him this night, not just because he loved animals, not just because he was an amazing man, but because he reminds us that we too can change the world. We too can make a difference when in our own ways and through our own lives, we stay focused on living and loving like Jesus, seeing God's goodness in everyone and everything around us. Our world needs that as much as Francis's world did. Our world needs people who will live and love like Jesus, who will forgive like Jesus, who will be generous like Jesus, who will love their enemy like Jesus. This world desperately needs people like Francis who believe that by our love, we can change the world. May we be focused on that call. May we walk in his way. And may we never forget, never, ever, ever forget that God, in his love, is focused in on you and on me, that we might be new. And that we would have peace and joy that passes every understanding. And may these pets in our care, these animals in our lives, help us never forget that. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.